Bouncy tune from 1960. It's Bonnie and the Little Boys Blue on the Nico label. You'd Better Run, kicking off part two of Time Capsule Discoveries. We certainly want to thank Tony Fournier for hosting the Time Capsule Discoveries program. It is not something that Tony had to do. It does cost to do that. And he is a great supporter of the rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal groups from the 40s, 50s, and beyond. And he stepped up the plate when they ran out of space on Harmony Train and said, sure, you know, bring the program over, and did not hesitate and always welcomes me back year after year. We have two popular groups now that we're going to stick together, and we are going to play songs that were unreleased by them. First, the Spaniels. This came out in the spring of 1958, an unreleased VJ cut called I'm Going to Thank Him. High quality. Pookie's backed up by James Cochran, Don Porter, Carl Range, Ernest Warren, and Gerald Gregory. Then we're going to do unreleased Blue Notes. This is a Josie master. Thank you, George Tompkins, for supplying this to me. Franklin Peeker has that high lead. And he's backed up by John Atkins, Bernard Williams, Roosevelt Brody, Jesse Gillis, and Harold Melvin. And I'm not sure how many of those were together on this one, but I would say the majority of these. So a look at two very popular groups, but songs by them that were never released. The Spaniels and the Blue Notes.
I'm going to thank him. I'm really going to thank him for all the things we love. I'm going to thank him. I'm really going to thank him for all the things we love. He made the stars, the moon above. He made the trees and grass we love, and all of this to us he gave for free. Oh, the sun he set, a fire on high, that we may use its glorious light. Then he gave you to me, and I'm going to thank him. I'm really going to thank him for all the things we love. He made the trees and grass we love, and all of this to us he gave for free. Oh, the sun, he set a fire on high that we may use its glorious light. Then he gave you to me, and I'm going to thank him. I'm really going to thank him for all the things we love.
Unreleased from Josie, probably mid to later 50s. Franklin Peeker has that great lead. It's called If It's Our Destiny. And before that, Pookie and the Spaniels, unreleased BJ, 1958. I'm going to thank him. More people to say hi. Dave Hinckley, formerly of the Daily News, is now in the Huffington Post. Hope you'll look for his articles. Hello to Doo-Wop Frank and Margie. To Earl Foles from Sedona, Arizona. Hope you're listening, Earl. And for those people, we have the harp tones. Anything that Willie Winfield does is great, in my opinion. So I just picked two from the Ambient Sound LP that came out in the early 1980s. It's Willie, Lo Murray, Linda Champion, Raul Sita, and probably a couple of others that I don't know about. And these are both one better than the other. We start off with It's You, And then we follow that up with I've Never Been in Love, the 1980s version of the Harptones, and Willie is just as great as he always is.
I've never knew this
Willie Winfield and the Harptones, 1980s version, It's You and I've Never Been in Love on the Ambient Sound LP. Hello to Mike Bauer in Tennessee, and Mike does supply music to his email group, and I grab some things occasionally. The same is true of Angelo Pompeo. I've gotten some things from his group, too. Thank you to both of you. Hi to Bob Gronenberg, who stays in touch with me and just this week wrote me about a Charlie Horner show that he saw where the Spaniels were there, and he sent me pictures and a long explanation about how good it was. Hello also to George Tompkins and George's in Yonkers. He supplied music for the program over the years. And Todd Baptista, who's in the Boston area, doing a lot to keep the old groups alive. And for those, we've got something on the Music City label. Now, I never thought that there was a lot of great musical material on Music City. A lot of off-key stuff. But this is pretty good. I don't know where this came from, who this is. It's unreleased. 1958 is a good guess. The Holidays on the Music City label, or at least an unreleased Music City master. Church Bells Will Ring.
Take two.
While the stars are burning,
yeah, yeah.
While the earth goes around,
yeah, yeah.
While I'm holding you tight,
yeah, yeah.
Won't you be mine tonight? What a day it would be,
yeah, yeah.
To meet Mary Lee,
yeah, yeah.
And I'd be lucky,
yeah, yeah.
And you would be queen.
That's pretty nice. A Music City unreleased song from about 1958, The Holidays, Church Bells Will Ring, here on Time Capsule Discoveries. I'm still in touch with the New York gang that I grew up with. Bill Shabilsky and I email and phone back and forth. I do the same with Tom. I've talked to him over the last year, not in the last couple of months. We just haven't seemed to connect. Also like to say hi to Lou Fiore on that original group of the Unholy Three at WFUV, because the three of them and I had some fun times in those early years of the Time Capsule show. And for them, we've got a cappella. First, from 1959, a group that recorded for Newport Records, the Five Delights, and Waldo Champin organized this group. And oddly enough, he decided to do a song that the Five Chimes did when he was singing with them, and this is Dearest Darling. Raymond Figueroa is from the original Five Chimes also, I believe. And then the rest of the names, I'm not sure who's actually singing on this. It could be Sonny Jordan, George Rosa, Danny Levy, or Doug Ferrer. The Five Delights, pick any five, and Dearest Darling. And after that, the one-man band, Denny Hostrom, who is the Blue Sky Boys, from a 2012 CD, a cappella, a classic that was played many times on the Time Capsule show, I'm Just Another One in Love with You, a look at a cappella from the late 1950s and the early 2010s.
Dearest darling, a line to let you hear from me. You have worried me, you have upset my heart. That will never make up. Never, never make us part. Please forgive me. Please.
Oh, what does it make any difference? friends. I'm just another one in love with you. What does it make any difference? I'm just another one in love with you.
Denny Ostrom, the Blue Sky Boy, on his CD from 2012. That was an a cappella version of I'm Just Another One in Love with You, and Denny does all the parts on that song. And before that, Waldo Champin and the Five Chimes. Oop, I kind of slipped there. Before that, Waldo Champin and the Five Delights singing a song by the Five Chimes, one of my favorites that was out on Royal Roost, called Dearest Darling. If you'd like to write to the program, remember that there is an email address on the site where you're listening to this, and you can write to me using that format, or you can write using the old-fashioned pen and paper, which I still do. And you can write to Joe Marchesani, 1613 Columbia Drive, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Some of you are going to laugh, and some of you are going to hate me about what I'm going to say, but it is just kind of sharing something with friends. When I turned 73 last November in 2016, for the first time I started to feel old, and I'm going to need cataract surgery here in 2017. My small motor skills don't work much anymore, neither does my strength, and it's hard to remember things. And I know I've been lucky. A lot of you guys are probably saying, well, you know, it took him long enough. So I'm fortunate to have gotten to a year where I'm going to be 74 without having too many serious problems. And I'm still biking the trails when the weather permits. But I've noticed ever since I was 73, things are not nearly as easy as they used to be. Okay, enough about Joe. Let's go to the Eldorados. Perkle Lee Moses Jr. broke up with the original group. He grabbed the Cool Gents and the Delegates and put together a second group of Eldorados from the late 1950s. John McCall, Doug Brown, Teddy Long, and John Carter joined him, and they did some great unreleased songs from VJ. And this is one of them. The Eldorados, Perkle Lee Moses Jr. singing lead, Always My Love.
That I love you so true, all that I need you, my love will always be,
love will always be. Still I never be free.
Always My Love, Perker Lee Moses Jr., and the second group of Eldorados on VJ from around 1958. Hello to Doo-Wop Mark, to George Frunze, we mentioned him before, to Angelo Pompeo, he mentioned his group, to Val Shively, that I've connected back with, the person who's done so much for keeping the music alive and keeping it available, and also to Greg Centimore, who has a show on AM radio and also on the net in either Lakeville or Lakeland, Florida. Can't remember. And it's really good. Plays a lot of these similar kinds of records. You might say, well, who's in Florida to listen to this kind of stuff? And then Greg told me, well, all the people from New York moved to Florida and they all like the music. That makes sense. Well, I don't know how many more of these shows I will do. It's getting really hard to find what I consider to be the highest quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group music. I'm not saying this is the last show, but there's probably one more left. I'll go back over all the things that I rejected for this show and previous shows and see if maybe I was too hard on something. It's a long task to check YouTube every day for things that we didn't play and that I consider, in my humble opinion, to be the highest quality. And I haven't found very many this year. And that's why there's so much a cappella and so much stuff from the late 1950s and 60s on this show. So if anything, unless there's great discoveries, maybe one more left. As you well know, the Time Capsule Show and Time Capsule Discoveries emphasizes African-American rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal groups. Not that white groups don't do this also. It's just that the African-American groups, in our opinion, do this so much better. But we have played white groups from time to time, and usually they're demos or something that nobody ever heard of, and I have found another one. This is a little unusual. It's a demo record that came out probably in the late 1950s. It's a private pressing that showed up on the Virtue Recording Studios label, and I don't have a location for that. Definitely a white group, but they do a really nice job on this old standard. So here they are. Somebody, not sure who, putting together some white vocal group harmony on the song That Old Black Magic.
Oh,
an unknown white group from the late 1950s on the Virtue Recording Studios private pressing label, That Old Black Magic, here on the TCD. And I'm going to play this one from an Audiolab EP. The group is the Incredible Upsetters, and I know nothing about the group. I don't even have a year. I don't have any personnel. I don't have a city. But I do know that the Incredible Upsetters really enjoyed My Dear, My Darling by the Counts, because they borrowed heavily from it. The Incredible Upsetters, My Life, My Loved One. Incredible Upsetters, don't know who they are, on the Audiolab label on an EP, and it was entitled My Life, My Loved One, a copy of My Dear, My Darling by the Counts. Don't have any information about the group, the origin, the geographic location. I think I did some research about other cuts on that Audiolab EP, but if I recall correctly, at my age, this was the best one. Well, it's time now for the last song on the 2017 TCD. One of my favorite groups from Chicago, that's one of my favorite cities, of course, the Gems. This, I believe, was unreleased. A great group that really didn't have a lot of success because they didn't have a manager, and they really didn't get a lot of monetary feedback from the record company for all the beautiful songs that they did. Ray Pettis is the tenor lead. Bobby Robinson, the first tenor, and plays the guitar. David Taylor is the second tenor. Willis James is the baritone and bass. And Rip Reed is also in the group and often sang bass. The Gems, a Drexel recording group from maybe 1954 or 55. Unreleased, I Can't Believe.
I can't believe the things I hear about you. I can't believe you told our friends we were through. It's not the gist of it that makes me me cry a bit, I'm just a softy and why can't we have a new start and make it a go? I've made a that I would never let go. I love you now, the same as many years ago. I just can't picture it, why I should cry a bit, why we should be far apart. I can love you again. I've made a vow that I would never let go. Same as many years ago. I just can't picture it, why I should cry a bit, why we should live far apart. Darling, please tell me when I can love you.
Ray Pettis leading the Gems on a Drexel recording from the middle 1950s, unreleased, I Can't Believe. Ray's backed up by Bobby Robinson, David Taylor, Wilson James, and Rip Reed. Well, that concludes the 2017 version of Time Capsule Discoveries. I'm probably going to do one more, because it's getting hard to find songs that fit my personal recipe, which is, of course, the highest quality rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal group records that weren't played on the Time Capsule show, either in the 15 years that we were on back in the 60s and 70s, or the few years that I came back in this century to recreate the program. And again, it's not that other disc jockeys are playing songs that are poor, it's just that I'm fortunate enough to come here once a year and play songs that I really like that I don't believe we ever played. Now, it's possible and probably likely that many of the songs I play have been played by other DJs on the net. I know that some of them were played by George Tompkins and Sal and Dan on WFUV. I'm pretty sure the Eldorados were played by that gang, the rhythm and blues group Harmony Review Gang, but I never played them, and that's the purpose of coming back to reconnect with all of you using the internet here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Have a great remainder of 2017. Stay healthy, be prosperous, be happy, and in the words of Alan Freed, God bless you, and have a great year.